Almighty God, send your Spirit that our ears might be open and our hearts might be open to hear your word. Bless this time, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, it is a little chilly outside, but it is springtime. This is the season of spring. In Christianity, in the Christian faith, this is called the season of Easter. Easter Sunday was now 3 weeks ago, but we're still in this season of Easter when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When I first came to Japan, and I went to church on Easter, I would look at the bulletin, and it would say, Fukatsu. But now when I go to churches in Japan on Easter, there's no kanji, there's just katakana, and it says, Easter, right from the English. When I looked at Fukatsu, I could see the kanji, and I could see that it is the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. But when I look at the katakana and I see Easter, I scratch my head and wonder, what does that mean? I never thought about this a whole lot before. Easter was always Easter. I never thought about the meaning of the word. And so I got my dictionary and looked up the word Easter. And in my dictionary, the word Easter, I discovered, means from the east. Higashikara. Easter, the word in English, Easter, refers to the east. The reason is because in England, when they celebrated the resurrection of Easter, the people in England remembered Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, in the east, who resurrected on that special day. And so they named the celebration as Easter because their hearts were to the east, where Jesus was resurrected. In Japanese, there is the word for AD that they say. They say, Seireki, this is the year 2007. And in Japanese, they always say, Seireki, meaning the history of the West. Well, from England, Jesus was in the East. But from Tokyo, I guess, Jesus was in the West because of Jerusalem is west of Tokyo. But we have this Easter in Jerusalem, and we celebrate this day. But I think sometimes still this katakana for Easter, I would suggest maybe putting a little to at the end and changing it to Easter-to, because that's what Easter actually is. Easter is a new beginning. Easter, the day of Jesus' resurrection, is a new start. And it's a good new start. So it's an Easter. Easter allows us to see the world anew and to see things we could not see before. Today we read in Luke about an offering that a widow made. There was a widow, and she reached into her pocket, and all she could find were two small coins. In my pocket, I have two small coins. It's two 10 yen coins. I suppose I could maybe call my house for 3 minutes if I could find a public telephone with 20 yen. not a whole lot. Very little amount of money. And the widow took these two small coins and she placed it in the offering. The people there that were worshiping, when they saw the two small coins, they saw 20 yen. They didn't see very much. They thought it was a small offering. Jesus looked and he saw these same two coins. And Jesus could see the great gift that this woman was giving, because she was giving all that she had. And Jesus praised her offering. So although it looks like not much, it is in fact a great offering with much meaning. The temple in which she made her offering had many beautiful things. It says in verse 5, some of the disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. So they looked at the temple and they saw these beautiful, beautiful stones. You know, Meiji Gakuen has a very beautiful chapel. And right now they're trying to make it strong so if an earthquake comes, it will stand firm. Well, that beautiful chapel that is here, even with the new construction, with an earthquake, it can fall down. And Jesus saw those big, beautiful stones, and he knew that their meaning was not as beautiful as the widow's coins. Because the temple was built from the wealth of wealthy people, unlike this widow's offering, which came from her heart. Easter, this new good start, gives us hope. Because we are like the widow. We don't have great things that we can give. We just have small things that we can give. But Jesus, who gives us this good new start, can take these little things that we give and make them into something wonderful. The hope that we have in Easter is that although we may have little, Jesus will make it great. Easter is a time when we know that there's hope, because Jesus will bless us if we believe, and will bless the small offerings that we make to establish his new and glorious temple, the body of Christ, the Church of God. And so I invite you to join in this new beginning, this new start, this season of Easter, to believe in the resurrection, to believe in Christ, and to give the coins that you have. We pray in Jesus' name. Dear God, might you make this time of Easter a time in our hearts where we make new beginnings and where we are able to give all that we can give, knowing that you will bless our gifts. We pray this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.